Hey guys, it's Damian and I'm back on Marketing Food Online. Tonight I'm going to be answering a question. I had a subscriber ask me in regards to the packaging requirements for selling food through Amazon. And they are a little more specific, I guess you could say, than the requirements through eBay and Etsy and other platforms. So I'm going to get to it. I've got nine specific things that I'm going to discuss tonight. That's actually five that I held my hand up, but nine different things that you need to be aware of. If you are starting your own brand, make sure that you are brand registered. Right off the bat, just to let you know, this is a question I get a lot. If you don't have a UPC code, a barcode for your product, that is perfectly fine, but you do need to go through the brand register and register your company as a brand if you are manufacturing or making your product. And there's a few things that you'll be able to not necessarily have to include on there with it having to do with the UPC code. Okay, so I have some little notes here I'm going to go over really quick. So number one, your food must be properly sealed and prepared and packaged. Okay, so we're going to do the nine things to know about food. Okay, so number one, your packaging. Your packaging, off the bat, that has to make sure that it is packaged properly. It has the proper labeling and also is sealed and it's ready to go as far as shipping. If you're ready to ship the product once the customer purchases it. If you're making a product fresh to order, which a lot of our products we do actually ourselves here, when the customer places the order, we'll actually make the product and then ship it out to the customer fresh. You got to make sure that it's got the right label on it. Your label has to have your net count, the net weight of the product, your company's name, also the ingredients. Also, the other thing that it includes that I would recommend you also have on there too is your nutritional labeling as well. As I was going through, I was actually double checking. I'm always up to learning stuff on Amazon. The specific information on there says that you should follow any of the government FDA or USDA regulations. Okay, Amazon goes by that and whatever they require of your product. Now remember that I did do a video about label exemption, okay? And the USDA does have, and the FDA, actually, I'm sorry, the FDA is the one that does have that label exemption, and that is in one of my videos. It's probably about 15 videos back, but it actually goes over what you can actually be exempt from. But do make sure that you follow any of the federal guidelines from either the USDA, if you're inspected by them, the FDA, and then so on. Okay, so Amazon basically goes by that. So in regards to nutritional labeling, if you need to have your product broken down nutritionally, make sure that that's on there as well. And if you're making a health claim, that is totally different too. You have to have your food submitted to be analyzed based on the health claim that you're making on the label. Okay, so back to what I was saying, make sure it's sealed properly. We use a heat sealer in our facility, so a lot of our stuff are in our snacks and items are actually in bags, super thick 5 mil polypropylene bags that are heat sealed. So make sure that it's properly sealed. Of course, you don't want a product breaking open in the middle of being shipped from here to your customers, okay? Now, the second thing is that you gotta make sure that you've got all of the right licenses or permits, whatever is required in your state, in your county, in your municipality. Remember that there are several different layers that you have to go through. State licensing and such, making sure that you are registered with your state as a business to begin with. But then there's also local licensing in our county here. We actually pay a separate licensing fee every year for operating a business in a county. And then we have a state license as well. And then we also have the Department of Agriculture. So there's a lot of different licenses. Make sure that you're aware of what it is specifically in your state. Traditionally on a federal level, on a state level, everyone needs to be licensed with the state, of course, but as you start going to counties and then different cities and different ordinances that are set up, make sure you follow through with that because it actually does vary based on different places. So the third thing, make sure you understand that, of course, as a food seller, that you are responsible for the food product to arrive. If it is damaged or if it's a temperature sensitive item, if it happens to get damaged, make sure that you follow up with your customers. You resend the product if you need to. But you're responsible for that product all the way to the customer, okay? Super, super important. This also helps out with the customer service piece in regards to making sure that the product is of standards. If it's shipped during the heat season or hot season, make sure you're adding ice packs if you need it. If it's during the cold winter season, for instance, if it's also temperature sensitive to cold, one thing I say is that I've actually experienced with a lot of our chocolate covered products, it's very, very, very easy during the cold season for a lot of our chocolate covered pretzels, some of our truffles and things, to actually be adversely affected by even cold weather. That may kind of sound odd, but even when temperatures drop, that does have effect on the chocolate and even can actually deter, be detrimental to the product itself. So make sure you do that. Also, anytime you're doing a food product, and especially if you're making it or if you're a registered brand, make sure that you're listing the product as new. I mean, that's kind of like a common sense thing. I mean, you wouldn't list a brand new a batch of chocolate covered pretzels as used, but do make sure that you are listing it as a new product, and it has to be shipped as a new product, not something that is either broken open from another package that you're repackaging, you're kind of just piecing it together, that it potentially could be looked at as something that was used. Of course, that would probably never happen, but number four, make sure that you list your item as a new product and you're selling a new product, okay? So the next thing is also date sensitive and expiration. Again, if you're in the food business and you're actually reselling food, or if you're buying in bulk and you're reselling it and distributing it, keep track of your expiration dates. Super important. I like I said before, I produce probably like 90% of what we make, so it's fresh within the matter of 24 to 48 hours. We make it and actually ship it out. Now, when you're shipping FBA items, like for instance, we do also a handful of products. We have now have like 90 items that are in FBA. And what we do is we make sure that we have that long enough window. As you know, a lot of trail mixes and snacks, dried nuts, seasoned nuts, have a very long shelf life just because they're nuts. A lot of our candies are just sugar-based brittles and hard rock candies. So they also have about anywhere from a 9-month to 10-month shelf life. So keep in mind the shelf life as well and your expiration dates. You don't want to send a product, a food product, that's going to expire within 2 weeks or a week to a customer, because they may not be able to consume all of it in a week, and if they see that it's expired, it's just, you know, not a good thing. So expiration date, you're also responsible for that. Make sure that that is something that's super important. You don't want to send something that has a short span of time left. If you were to buy a product and you warehouse it and you don't sell it for several months, I would highly recommend that you not send it or not ship it out. So product listings and then labeling. Okay, so the product labels themselves also have to be in English. This is actually spelled out specifically on the Amazon website. You want to make sure that your labels are in English, and also abiding by any of those regulatory regulations that are set up by the Department of Agriculture, the USDA, of course, the FDA, and by the federal government, the guidelines for labeling and such. And that's actually a separate video. I'll go over that. If you're not familiar with it, it's actually very, very simple. A lot of it's really just kind of common sense. So your labeling and nutritional labeling, and they even have a section for FDA, which is in regards to pet food. I don't know if you're manufacturing pet food or not, but that was also on there too. Just make sure that you have double checked the FDA website and see what is expected of you as a food producer, and then go from there. Also, during shipping, to avoid damage or contamination, this kind of goes back to the packaging. Make sure that it's properly sealed. That was 4, 5, 6, number 7. Sealed properly. Anytime you're shipping a food product, make sure that if it's a can, it's not been opened or cracked, the seal is not opened or cracked. Things can jump around during shipping. You want to make sure that if it's a glass product, packing it with a tremendous amount of bubble wrap, cushions, peanuts, styrofoam peanuts, whatever it may be that you're shipping it with, so that it ensures that it gets delivered on time. It also gets delivered in one piece and it's not broken. There have been a few items that I personally have actually shipped throughout my business when I first started that weren't necessarily arrived on time, arrived broken and cracked. So I kind of learned a lesson from there. But over the years that I've been doing this, I've been able to learn how to ship stuff safely, okay? Excuse me. So then also you want to ship the customer the shelf life and expiration date again, allowing and making sure that you have a ample amount of time. The customer has plenty of time for it to be enjoyed and consumed, okay? Lastly, UPC codes, okay? So if you're not familiar with the UPC code, if you do not have them for your products, that is okay. You can actually still sell products on Amazon. Again, you have to go through the brand registry process. So make sure that it is brand registered, okay? I'm gonna register your brand. Now to do that too, they're gonna ask you for some documentation, they're gonna ask you for other information, and that's perfectly fine, it's super easy. Again, if you're already a business and you're manufacturing food, you'll have all that documentation. This is not a hard process, getting your brand registered. But it will allow you during the listing process, when you post new products, if you're posting something up that doesn't have a barcode, Amazon's system will actually automatically create a kind of a barcode for you. So within its system, Amazon will be able to track that information on that specific product. And you can ship out your product, like you said, with the proper labeling, the nutritional information, the ingredient listings, and all of that information on your labels. You won't necessarily have to print a barcode on that, okay? Now, it's different, though, if you're going to be going into FBA, and that's a totally another video. But listing a product within FBA, if you don't have a barcode, you can still do that as well. But what you'll do during the shipping process, creating your FBA order, you'll actually print up a barcode to put on the product. And that's mainly for the inventory purposes of Amazon, as well as when they stock the product and then they pull the product to ship to your customers, they'll have that barcode and they can just scan that and it keeps track of it, okay? So really quick, just a few items to keep aware of to be kind of up to date and up to speed on. This is what they're going to expect when you're selling food products. A lot of it is really, honestly, my opinion, it's common sense. It's no-brainer stuff. You don't want to sell broken, damaged stuff. Obviously, new products as well. If you're making it, make it as fresh as possible. And ensure that it gets to the customer. There have been sometimes some of that orders I've shipped out, and it's either gotten lost through USPS or UPS damage, and we have to resend another one to the customer. So just be aware that that may happen. That may not necessarily happen to you at all, in the beginning or throughout the time that you do this, but periodically be aware that it could happen. Okay, so I hope that information was helpful. If it was, do give me a thumbs up, and if you have any questions, let me know down below, and I will go ahead and I will relist this information down in the description, so you'll have that information to go over if you didn't catch everything in the video. I'll put it in the description, those 8 or 9 things that'll make you sell food more efficiently through Amazon. So thank you guys for watching. And if you do get a chance, check out some of my other videos. If you have a friend or a family member who is looking to start a food business, let them know about my channel. I appreciate that very much. So you guys, I'll see you.